Hey guys, I don't know what exactly to call this, but this is going to be a special Patreon-only podcast, just because, you know, the YouTube channel is really a place to do my main series, The Culture Study, and it's not really a place for, I don't know, people to get to know me, and there's a certain brand. And I would like to change that this year. I would like to add more content this year that is maybe a way for people to get to know me better and maybe some more lifestyle content. But I wanted to start with Patreon first, because if there is a community, I consider there to be two communities, which is my live streaming community and then my Patreon community. And there's tends to be a lot of crossover between those two anyways, so I really just consider it all one big community. And this specifically I want to talk about on Patreon because, you know, some of this stuff, it's more personal. I don't know what exactly I'm going to talk about. This is just something I'm going to be doing on a bi-weekly basis, you know, update you guys on my life 2 times a month, just because you guys are not just supporters, you guys are financial supporters. And, you know, that is something that has been on my mind for a while. Recently, I sat down with Desi, and that's going to be a podcast coming out soon, a video podcast. I sat down with Desi, aka Desi March, and we had like a 2-hour discussion. And one of the things that we talked about, I don't know if that was actually on the podcast or if we talked about it off camera, but one of the things that we always feel disappointed about is not putting out content for you guys. You know, it's a mix of certain things, yes. Like, sometimes genuinely, it's a scheduling issue. Sometimes genuinely, I'm too busy. I'm constantly moving. But a lot of the times, it's just depression and unable to balance that. And I'm certainly not blaming depression on the lack of Patreon content. But I was actually going to record this podcast anyways. But maybe it's fate, because literally one of our longtime supporters and viewers sent me a message on Patreon. And, you know, they were, you know, talking to me about their disappointment in the lack of content on Patreon, because you guys are, again, at the end of the day, financial supporters. And I get that, you know. Certainly the past few months, from like summer to autumn, that was genuinely depression. Like, I was questioning my life, you know. I had found out that I was being blacklisted by companies just because I was supporting queer content, and I was genuinely contemplating quitting, you know, quitting doing this whole YouTube game thing. And then that really changed with KCON LA, you know, that really changed with seeing you guys in person, a lot of you guys. And a big thing is I just said, I'm going to double down, you know, I'm going to go out swinging. And I definitely moved to LA to focus more on my film content, but then there was a lack in Patreon content, and that has just been just general bad scheduling on my part. Just, I've never been a busy person before, and I've never been a social person before. And then I moved out here, and there are just a ton of collaboration opportunities here. There are a ton of networking opportunities here. And in that time, that's basically what I've been doing constantly in my time in LA. And I know the radio silence definitely doesn't help. And I want to get rid of that. I want to tell you guys what's going on with my life. I definitely felt a little sense of betrayal when I teased people with, you know, my photo with Luna. And that photo just went wild, just circulated. And I felt like it went without saying, whatever I post on Patreon, I meant only to give it to you guys. And so that kind of like scared me off of not just Patreon, but you know, just social media in general. And I've quit social media altogether now. You know, that was certainly a catalyst, but there are all of these crazy, outrageous, you know, hateful comments and accusations, and I just could not handle them anymore. And for my own sake and sanity, I had to leave. But the lack of content on Patreon just has been my own fucking fault, you know? It's just me being very, very bad at scheduling. And I've been thinking about this for a few weeks now on how to basically manage all of this, because I don't want to say I'm famous, but I have to be responsible for the amount of notoriety I do have, no matter how small. You guys have brought me to this point where I am meeting people and they recognize me, and that's so weird. You know, like, I was recently on a shoot, and it was with one of the songwriters who regularly works with SM. He recognized me. I was just there to help. I was actually helping Umu from React to the K. She was interviewing him, and she needed a second camera person. She needed my camera. She just needed like a lot of help. Like, she needed audio equipment. So I was like, yeah, I got all that. I'll help you. And then I get there, and I was just supposed to be a crew member, and he's just like, oh shoot. Like, he's like, I know who you are. And then turns out he's seen a lot of my videos, and he worked on EXO's Obsession. He worked on NCT Superhuman, FX's Four Walls. Like, this guy has produced so many different hits for SM. And when I meet him, he's like excited. And I was like, oh, okay. So, you know, maybe I'm not like super Hollywood celebrity famous, but people of creative talent and power actually recognize who I am. You know, recently I had dinner with Candace Sosa, who worked on BTS's Magic Shop, BTS's Euphoria, TXT's New Rules. Like, we had dinner together, and it was awesome, and I got to hang out with her, and I realized, oh shit, it's this double-edged sword of where, like, I treated myself like shit and thought of myself like shit. And so I guess I just have been acting shitty, you know? And I will attribute this to my girlfriend, which, surprise, I have a girlfriend. We've been dating for a while now. Not a while, but for the past few months. And one of the things that she has done for me that certainly no other relationship has is she has made me confident in myself, and she has made me actually like myself. And when I started looking at myself like that, I realized this self-deprecating shit has to stop on my end. Like, oh, I'm not anybody, or like, oh, like, I'm not famous. I'm not saying I'm famous, but to say that I don't have fans would be, at this point, an insult to all of you. I literally tonight, I was on a shoot today. I was doing a photo shoot, and then we had dinner tonight. And then after dinner, I literally got recognized. You know, a girl came up to me and asked me for a photo. In fact, she was so embarrassed, she didn't come up to me. She had her 7-year-old cousin come up to me and ask me if I was me, and then ask me if we could get a photo together. And then she came over. By the way, if that was you and you're listening to this, hey, what's up? Thanks for coming up. But yeah, it's been a huge wake up call moment. And 2020, it's not just a new year, it's a new decade. And my mother, she's one of those people who believes in like horoscopes or whatever. And like, she believes in like the Asian version, which is like reading other stuff. I don't know what it is necessarily, but she was telling me how, you know, your 30s are your prime. Like, your future thing, it says that you're going to live a hard life, but then once you hit your 30s, you're going to hit your stride, and you have to make all of your money in your 30s, and then you've got to like save it up or whatever. But I can feel it. I could feel like 2020 is the start of a brand new decade, and it's going to be the greatest, probably the greatest decade of my life. At least, I don't know, in terms of just like growth. And I know it's like one thing to just say these things. And so I want to put my money where my mouth is, quite literally, because you guys are supporting me financially. And yes, it is hard already to live in LA. It's a very expensive place to live. But, you know, I'm going to stop eating out. I'm going to stop going out. You know, I'm going to give myself like a cheat day once a week. But I'm putting myself on a strict diet just to save money on that end. But also, I'm going to be diverting my money to other sources. Now, I don't have a lot of disposable income right now. And I'm going to be putting whatever disposable income I have right now, I'm going to be putting that into... not just my short films. I'm going to be putting that into a team. And I'm at this point where I cannot do this alone. I will admit, it is very hard dealing with fame. It is very hard being someone of notoriety. And I need a team behind me because I'm just human. And I have my days when I'm down. I have my days where I'm sad or depressed or things get to me or I'm tired or I get hurt or I just don't want to do anything. And being a YouTuber is really hard in the sense that like your laziness is your greatest adversary. And so I have, because I feel so bad about that, I am actually putting together a team. And this team is not only going to help me produce my content, but they're also going to help me, like, they're going to keep me in check. And one of the people is, I don't know if you guys follow my streams, if you guys follow me on Instagram, you may have seen photos of her. Her name is Quinn. Quinn is one of my very good friends, and we've known each other for like 3 years now. It's crazy. We've known each other for 3 years, and I'm officially bringing her on as my social media manager. And so I'm staying off social media. She's just going to be handling my social media stuff. I'm going to be paying her to do so. And just on the side, like, this isn't like her official job description, but also keep me in check, you know, because I'm also kind of grooming her to be my manager. Like, it's not something we're sure if she can do or if she wants to do, but you know, it's just going to be like a light dry run. And then she's graduating school in the summer, and when she graduates, like, that's when her contract is going to end as a, like, we even signed a contract and everything, and that's when her contract is going to end as my social media manager. And then we're going to see if she can be my manager. And then after that, I am hiring an editor, and editing has been just the worst obstacle, literally, my whole time here. I have a bunch of videos in my backlog that I either filmed or interviews or collabs. I have stuff with, like, I did an interview and I filmed the Dreamcatcher concert. I have something with Dice. I have something with Ace. I filmed the Ace concert. The podcast with Desi, I have some reactions that I filmed, but I haven't been able to edit just because, like, I don't sit down long enough for me to be doing any of these things. And I'm hiring an editor to at least edit our reaction videos regularly. And if he does that, that means we will have a reaction video, a culture study video, at least every single day. So at least our $2 patrons are always satisfied every single day, excluding weekends. And then for our higher tier patrons, we're going to be introducing live stages probably every single day. And then we're going to be doing more variety stuff, and that we're going to film in bulk and ahead of time. And so we will, it's one of those things where I'm going to film them always ahead of time now, so that no matter what, if I have to go out the next day or a few days from now, or if I have a slew of whatever, I always want to be at least a week ahead so I can easily catch up. And then for the different higher tiers, you know, I am trying to figure out more crucial benefits for the higher tiers, especially our autumn and winter tiers, especially our Winter Tiers, I feel really bad because, you know, they have physical rewards, and I definitely have been slouching on that, which I'm trying to figure out what would be really, really good. Sorry, my throat was getting dry, so I had to have some tea. What would be some good makeup benefits for, like, the months that they've been supporting us? So I'm trying to figure that out as well. But this is no longer, like, I'm not, like, trying to make promises anymore, because I hate making promises and not being able to keep them. That's one of my biggest pet peeves. I know when my girlfriend does that to me, that, you know, bums me out. I can only imagine how you guys feel when you guys literally pay money. You know, if you, and this is a genuine offer, if you feel like, and I'm sure you do feel like, but if you want to, like, if you want to get a refund for, like, the past couple months of supporting me, because you feel like, you know, you genuinely just, like, your money was wasted and you want that back, I am happy to, well, not happy, but I am absolutely just, like, willing and wanting to provide said refunds to those people. So if that's the case, you know, go ahead, send me a private message through Patreon, and I will figure out a way to refund that. I think that's possible through Patreon. If not, I'll figure out a different way. But I will say that going forward, I will have I am having people keep me in check so that this is no longer an issue. 2019, I really did not grow as a channel, and that made me, that bummed me out. 2020, I want to grow. And my goal for this year, the end of this year, it's a crazy lofty goal. I don't know if we can do it, but at least 100k subs. So right now we're at the beginning cusp of 300k, like we're at 310 or something like that. 400k by the end of this year. And I want to do that by putting out a lot of content and regular content. That's what the YouTube algorithm rewards, and that's why I didn't grow, because I have been uploading so irregularly. But yeah, I just wanted you guys to know where I was coming from. And you know, I may post a blog post here and there, but that's so impersonal, and I feel like you guys have to hear what I have to say and hear how I feel to know that I'm not just saying these things. And I genuinely feel so fucking bad every fucking day when I miss something. And you know, starting to believe in myself, starting to love myself, that has changed things a lot for me. I have been really hunkering down. A lot of people have telling me that I've been losing weight, and that made me really happy, because I've been trying to just be more healthy, and I'm trying to make every aspect of my life positive. And I think my problem has always been that I try to push people away. The sadder I am, the more I push people away. And I'm done doing that, you know? I was like that with, you know, past relationships, and with my current girlfriend. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to push you away. I'm going to embrace it. And I think I have always kept my audience at an arm's length, because I'm afraid of letting people in. And I want to change that. And I think, and I hope that if I can be more personal with you guys, if I can update you guys more often and just put out more content, that we can grow a lot this year. So I just want to say thank you to everyone who has stuck with us for the past however long. And I love you guys. And I am done being a whiny, sad, uninspired little bitch. I am in such a good place emotionally. I am so happy, happier than I've ever been. And I want that to reflect in my work. And my goal is to make you guys happy. So I'm going back to like the root of it all. What is the point of this channel? Is it to make money or to pay rent? No. It's not even to provide Patreon content. The goal of this channel, the goal of my work, anything, whether it's my short films or a reaction or anything, is to make you guys happy. To give you some form of therapy. Yeah.